almost 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Bill Arnold here. I have my friend Tiger McLuhan in studio. Tiger has been with youth leadership for 29 years, equipping, discipling, and preparing people to go out and do youth ministry. Tiger, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, let's get your microphone on.
All right.
And always nice to see you. And I've always been encouraged, fascinated, and inspired by your work. And
thank you.
It's nice to have you in studio talking about it. You've been in youth ministry for how many years now?
Well, I've been at Youth Leadership 29 years, and I've been hanging around youth ministry for about 42 or
yes.
3 years.
Yeah. Your heart and passion is there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And God bless you for your longevity.
Well, I didn't know that was going to be it. I got this job in a basement of a church while I was a sophomore in college.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all my career options that I had in front of me, in terms of my thinking, was thrown out the window, and God said, I guess you're going to work with the next generation the rest of your life.
I love it. Now, as you've gotten a little bit older in your experience with youth ministry, it seems to me you've been listening more than usual lately.
Yeah, I think so, because when you're young, cool, and relevant, which I was at one point, I mean, I have pictures to prove it, but back in that day, I thought I knew the youth culture because I was so close to it. I knew their bands. I knew their music. I knew their movies. When they mentioned something, I could jump in mm-hmm. because I was a part of it. As you get older, kids stay the same age, and all of a sudden the gap between your world and their world gets larger and larger and larger. And now when I walk into a room of middle school kids, they all think I'm the homeless old guy that mm-hmm. Showed up. And
they would be almost accurate.
Well, it would be close. I do have a home. I was with a group last night, and they were waiting for the old white guy. And that's pretty accurate. So now, in order to be there, I have to listen really hard because I don't know that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the ministry of ignorance. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be ignorant and just be passionately listening to the next generation. I often tell adults and parents, if you don't have any skill with youth ministry, do something that will set you apart from almost every other adult, and that is look a kid in the eye as if they really matter
mm-hmm.
and show interest in their world.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, a bridge can be, walked over. And I've found that kids do not turn away from someone because of age, primarily. They, mm-hmm. they might be surprised that an older person is interested, but mm-hmm. They'll turn away from an adult who has a lot of other characteristics, but not necessarily because of age. And that's good to know, because now it's, I am the homeless old guy in the room.
Now, Tiger, you were talking about some of the things that have crept into youth ministry and made it more difficult. And I'd be curious if you would talk about those. I wrote them down, but I can't read my own handwriting, so you're going to have to take over.
Well, there's two words that I'm hearing when I travel around the country and talk to leaders, leaders in youth ministry, children's ministry, pastors, parents, any adult trying to work with the next generation. And the one word is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more complicated than ever before. Families are complicated. The ways in which kids travel through adolescence is more complicated. Church life is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking with someone about, looking for a new pastor, and just finding a pastor to lead this particular church and the complicated nature of their context and their changing world and the demographics of a multi-generational church, just it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And parents and everybody are aware of it, and we often don't know what to do with that. And the second word comes out of that, and that is it's discouraged. I'm just running into more people, pastors, leaders, youth workers, volunteers, parents of teenagers and children. People who run in ministries just get discouraged more,
mm-hmm.
and discouragement's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two things are just something I've been listening for, paying attention to, how complicated life is and how discouraged people can become as they try to serve God into that complicated culture and world.
Mm-hmm. If you have a question for Tiger, if you're discouraged or you find youth ministry very complicated and have a question for him, give us a call, 1-877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We'll be happy to take calls on that. Tiger, let's talk about just the evolution of youth ministry. I remember when I was a kid in my day, the thought of gathering in a basement and having a biblical teaching leader show up and say, hey, everybody, let's open our Bibles to John chapter 3, was thrilling to us. Mm-hmm. We wanted to learn. And how have things changed over the decades?
Well, there still are those kids who have that desire, but what we found is, as ministry has changed, and certainly it's become, there's all kinds of stuff that distracts all of us spiritually and relationally. Technology is one. Busyness is huge.
Yeah.
Kids are finding it, you know, harder to find space to unplug and just to listen, whereas to unplug back in the dark ages was much easier because most of us were unplugged most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so to sit and have a conversation didn't feel weird. But in today's world, as people are running around and using technology more, to just sit in a circle and talk is unusual.
Hmm.
And so we have to find ways to connect to them. But usually it's around the subject at hand. Just the idea of sitting and talking is not necessarily as exciting as it was. And boys tend to talk differently than girls. Boys tend to talk while doing something else. I call it shoulder-to-shoulder conversation. Mm-hmm. They'll more likely, this big generalization, not always true, but they'll talk about things while they're doing something else,
mm-hmm.
playing a game, hiking, walking, fishing,
sure.
Golf. Men do this as well.
Yes, they do.
Why we like to do stuff, and then we'll talk along.
Right.
Whereas women are able to sit in a circle and use nouns and verbs in the same sentence and actually
us.
Have a conversation
right.
While looking at each other. And church life is built around female conversation sometimes. And so boys are kind of like, this is weird. So it's changed culturally, and it's changed in the pace of life. We still do find that for some kids, unplugging is refreshing.
Mm.
And they love the idea that we're not going to do anything showy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to talk about life and real life. The difference is, I think kids really want to know, does that John chapter 3 have anything to do with my real life? Because my real life is complicated.
Mm.
And if we try to pretend that John 3 is just itself going to interest me,
mm-hmm.
I think that's different. Kids want to know, how does that relate to the thing that does interest me, which is my life, and
mm-hmm.
that's scary and weird. And now if you can communicate, bridge those two, now I think you have a chance to intrigue people.
Mm-hmm. Kids have a lot of pressures from the sense that when we were in high school, even if we had a tough day, we'd go home at night and there would be a refuge. You'd be a little sanctuary away from the difficulty of the day as a student. And now you come home and you open Facebook and you're still getting pressure and you're still getting negative things coming at you and things you have to struggle and wrestle with, which
yeah.
would make it very complicated.
Yeah, it's relentless.
Relentless, that's the word
yeah.
I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
When we come back, we will continue to talk to Tiger McLuhan from Youth Leadership. It is 15 minutes until the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. That's for you, Tiger. Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, 1976.
Yeah, I was young, cool, and relevant then.
Yes, you were young, cool, and relevant. If you have a question for Tiger McLuhan about youth ministry, if it's complicated or you're discouraged and you have a question, give us a call, 1-877-933-2484, or you can email me, bill@myfaithradio.com, and I can put your question on the air. Tiger, it seems like adolescence starts sooner and lasts longer. What up with that?
Well, yeah, I always say the problem with when I'm with adults about adolescence and being a teenager is we all were one once.
Mm-hmm.
So we can all say, when I was your age, when I was that. The problem is you were never their age in this age.
Mm-hmm.
And this age is completely different. And one of the ways in which it's different is that adolescence, when I talk to parents, a lot of times they'll say, what's happening to my 11-year-old? She's not a teenager yet, but she's starting to act weird. Because in their mind, they're thinking adolescence equals teenager,
mm-hmm.
13 to 19, six-year period that is weird, and we can live through it, but it's short. And all sociologists would say there were two periods of adolescence, early and late, junior high and senior high.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's world, with the middle school and all kinds of other stuff, adolescence is basically culturally created. It isn't just a fact. I mean, not everybody goes through it. There are cultures in today's world where there is an adolescence as we understand it in Western America, Westernized culture. It certainly wasn't true historically.
Mm-hmm.
They went from childhood to adulthood in a ceremony, and you were fully an adult at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put our image of adolescence even back on the Bible. But now it's getting longer. I mean, now there are three stages: early, middle, and late. Early is middle school years, 11 to 14. Some people say adolescence starts 10 and a half or 11. So if you're parenting a 10-year-old, get ready. It's coming way sooner than you want it to. And we could talk a little bit about that. But that starts earlier. It's partly physically. They enter puberty earlier, but it's also sociologically. And then the middle years is high school, which we used to kind of picture. Remember that back in the day with the Bible study? That we pictured you as on the edge of adulthood.
Oh, yeah. We felt like on the edge of adulthood.
And you were kind of ready for that.
Yes, we were.
But in today's world, high school's middle of the journey. Now that's middle adolescence. Late adolescence is your college age years, whether they go to college or not. But certainly of the, 62% who try college at least for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most adolescent behavior you will ever see in America is on the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a segment of our society that's been removed from adults, put into an academic world where they're horizontally related to their peers, disconnected from adults except for functions.
Mm-hmm.
And they create this, that's what adolescence is, it's created by the culture. So now you have early, middle, and late from 11 to about 22. So instead of a 6-year period where you can hang on as a parent or as a people in ministry, it's 11 years. And then you got the fourth category after that, which is called emerging adulthood.
Emerging adulthood.
Yeah, it's a
that
phrase
comes after adolescence.
Yeah, it's a phrase coined just around 2000 of a new sociological category, which is 22 to 26, 28, or if you're a male, 40, somewhere in that journey when you finally make it to full adulthood, and there's always to define full adulthood. Because now, that's a long, messy, complicated journey. 11 years of adolescence with another chunk of time after to try to figure out what it means to be an adult. It's no wonder parents are wondering what's happening to their kids. And their kids go off to college, and then all of a sudden they're living in their basement. And so it's just a lot. Again, back to that word complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Parents used to think, okay, 6 years, get them through junior high, get them through senior high, and they're on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's trying to figure out, what do I do? How do I do this? And parents are confused, and all of us in ministry are trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
The journey, the job is still the same, to build a faith into this person that can live their adult life connected to Jesus and connected to the church and live out their life faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, the statistics of kids who enter that journey at 11 and exit at the emerging adulthood with their faith intact is a depressingly low statistic. And more people are watching kids drop out during that time. Mm-hmm.
So when kids go to college and they're starting to walk away from their faith, they really don't show up at college feeling like equipped adults. They're starting to feel like they're in that next phase of adolescence.
Yeah, they aren't consciously thinking that, but sociologically they are still doing the adolescent journey of identification of who they are, what they're going to do, how does faith relate to me, how do I understand all this stuff. Yeah, it's still that discovery period.
Mm-hmm. So, Tiger, what's working against some of these kids? I think we had talked at the break about now we're told you can do whatever you want to do in life.
Well,
and
that's...
That's yes, it's true, of course, but it's also creating problems, isn't it?
Well, I think so. That's my belief is that we've created the problem. But remember always that adults create the culture that kids are growing up in. So when we want to complain about kids not growing up, we better take a hard look at our parenting and our world in which we live and our culture, because it's adults who create the world that kids grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we as adults have done and parents have done is have given this message. You can be anything you want. You can be anything. And I would say that gets pretty confusing. If I'm an adolescent, I'm trying to figure out one of the key things of adolescence is to figure out the answer to the question, who am I? Identity. And whose am I? What group do I belong to? And if I start you out on the journey saying you can be anything, that's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have trouble going to the cereal aisle at Cub and deciding on cereal because there's too many options.
Right.
Now we're telling kids you can be anything. And in one respect, it's exactly true. We have all kinds of options. back in the day, in the Bible times, you were given a name and that's who you were.
Yeah.
In an agrarian society, you were going to be a farmer because your grandpa started the farm and I'm running the farm and darn it, you're my son.
You're taking over the farm.
Right. So that's who you are.
Right.
You are, you know, in our family, you are a McLuhan, period.
Right.
And there's no getting around that. Now in today's world, you can be anything. Well, guess what? I'm 14. I have no idea what that means.
And right.
So how am I supposed to figure that out? And that's complicated. Again, we're back to that word. It's mm-hmm. complicated for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I understand you are special and you can be anything. Those are important messages, uh-huh. but they also can create a backside to that that may get in the way of us trying to figure that out. So even when we start to feel like this is the path we're wired for,
mm-hmm.
there's a voice behind us going, but maybe there's something better.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to be, you know, just working at 3M because maybe you could be, you should travel the world a little
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
You should do one more thing because that might be the thing.
Yes.
And so the good thing that we've said has become the backside, has created this backflow of, well, but what else?
Mm.
And I should, entitlement is a part of that too. I should be able to try every option.
Mm.
And it gets a little tricky.
Yeah. Boy, that's interesting. Really. Tiger, it's just been a delight having you in studio. Mm. It's great to see you. It's great to catch up with you. But also, this is such important information, and I think all of us have got a lot to think about. Anything from where our kids, how long it takes them to grow up, to how are we responsible as parents to make sure that we're not delaying this process too long. All right, 3 minutes until the top of the hour. We will be right back to wrap the show up.